You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. We're coming live from the LAX Hilton, and we're doing the Live Consciousness Show. I was going to say Live that's another show. Consciousness Show at the LAX Hilton. We've got a good friend of mine, and I haven't seen him, and I emailed him. He's got a wonderful book, Star Magic, by Jerry Sargent. So, welcome.
Hey, Cameron, how are you?
Good. And then we've got, waiting in the bullpen, we got John Michael Capaldi, celebrity psychic. And then we're going to have Laura Eisenhower, the great granddaughter of Dwight D. Eisenhower. So we got a show. And then Danny will be here, UFO follower. We're going to have some guy from Blind 123, the band, going to be in our room. So we got a lot of entertainment. So anyway, welcome to our show. And we got some news. We are going to be on two networks. BBC America is going to have my show. So we're going to announce that, have a press op. And then LA Talk is our home forever. And then we're going to be on BBS Radio. So you're going to catch all our past shows on BBS Radio. So we are filled with a lot of radio. Anyway, welcome to our show. The phone number to call us is 1-323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. If you're in London, 323-203-0815. And if you're in San Antonio, Texas, 323-203-0815. So call us. We'd love to talk to you. We have Jerry Sargent. We have John Michael Capaldi, psychic, celebrity psychic. We have Laura Eisenhower, and then we've got some others. So anyway, welcome, Jerry.
How you doing, Cameron?
Good. Isn't it funny? We run into each other, I wanted you to come on the show. See, when you wish for things, good things happen. So tell us about Star Magic. Tell us about the book.
Yeah, so Star Magic, Heal the Universe is a book that I just released about 2 months ago. And it's about my modality of energy healing. So going back.
Yeah, well, you were on our show. Tell us how you got to the modality and everything.
Yeah, well, as you know, I used to be a criminal. I used to smuggle drugs and guns and human beings for prostitution for a living. And I didn't believe in any of this stuff. I thought it was all a load of rubbish. And I was involved in a really serious car accident. I was in a taxi with my ex-wife and children. And the taxi ran three ladies over. One of them came through the windscreen, smashed me in the face, got flipped up over the car. Second lady had her ankles cut off, and the third lady was physically okay. When I got out of the car, I saw the lady's soul leave her body, and I'd never seen anything like it in my life, and it completely just shook me up and made me see life in a completely different way. And shortly after that, my ex had a headache, and I thought to myself, I could take it out of her head. I don't know why I thought that, but I looked at her, I saw the headache inside her head, it was green, I grabbed it and pulled it out. And then a whole load of events sort of happened after that, and it took me to where I am today, you know, with Star Magic. I got taken up in a spaceship, as crazy as it sounds to some people. Back in 2009, I was in my mate's pyramid in a garden in New Zealand, and a little spaceship came down, took me up to Alpha Centauri, and I had a big download of light and information, full of geometry, hieroglyphs, binary codes. And then it was this download of light that kind of gave me this frequency, this healing ability, which I now call Star Magic. And, you know, I travel the world training people, selling my books, I run meditation groups. And yeah, it's just flying. It's phenomenal. It's great to be here in LA sharing it with the American people.
Now, I got some information on Star Magic. So I'm a follower of you because I know you, and I know that.
Thank you. Which are the rehearsals. Yeah. And so we're going to have one of those nights before just to prepare for this special night. So if you know, anybody wants to come and train with us at Global Dance Arts, more than welcome.
Yeah.
And then pray a lot afterwards. No, I'm just kidding. But thank you all very much. Did you say everything you had to say? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cameron.
Give applause for Samba. Annual Brazilian Carnival. You know, we keep you in mind every yes. time I see the I got to call her.
Thank you so much.
You know, LA Talk, Cameron Sports and Life, we always think of you. And congratulations.
Thank
you. Now, how many sambas have you done? How many carnivals?
I've gone through two. So I've been dancing for 2 years, samba.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's great. So anyway, give us your name.
Yasmin,
you got to see Yasmin. And you got to dance over there. If you faint, they'll call the paramedics. Anyway, it'll be a fun time. And
absolutely.
I'm hoping you'll be there after when I get from my guard to L.A. But anyway, Yasmin, so ask for her. So I want to see Yasmin dance.
With Samba Soul.
Samba Soul.
Yes, there's a lot more wonderful ladies like me and my team.
I'm telling you, there you go.
Thank you
so much, darling. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
Let's take one more photo of everybody, and then I got to go back. Off to the radio, whatever that is.
Yeah, thank you
back.
So much.
It was good.
Thank you.
See,
thank
you so she lasted. Let me get my little headset here. I look like I'm a Russian pilot. Anyway, we got a call. Let's get this live call. I'm telling you, I'm busy. You're on the air, Cameron Sports Life. Welcome to my show.
Good evening, Cameron. This is Prosper speaking. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Welcome to my show.
Yes, I'm good. I'm very pleased to be here this evening.
No problem.
I'm saying hi to the audience.
Okay, well, we're welcome you, and we're very happy because we want what I saw in the news this past week and before that. And in the election is that Muslims were not allowed to be who they are, and it was just a pitiful sight for America and this country. But we respect you. We want to know what's going on, and we're going to be a source for CAIR. So you know that's the council. What they are? People ask me. They advise American Muslims, but they are the council of many things. Here, come over by me. Anyway, I got a samba dancer by me. He's probably wondering. Anyway, but we want to let people know that what you're going through right now, it was withhold. A judge ordered, I guess the judge on the air, said that he to block, a legal block on implementing the the plan by Trump. So tell us about it. How's it impact the Muslim community?
Right here in Boston?
Yeah. Yeah, how's it impact the community? Because we love you guys, and we want to make sure that the community knows. How can we support the Muslim community? Thank you very much.
Okay, in Boston, as you know, Boston is a very diverse city. There's a lot of universities. So therefore, there's a lot of foreign students that come here in Boston. So if you are a student, you went home on vacation, then you're coming back for school, so that affects them. That affects them from the family. That affects everybody. You know, it's pretty much breaking down the unit of the family. So there are also a lot of Muslim community in Boston, and therefore it seems like the executive order is also affecting the people who have green card. It's not only the people who have the visa to come and visit. It seems like the people who have green card here in the United States, they cannot go travel back home, or they cannot go travel anywhere. And then if they're coming back, they're going to be held in, maybe deported.
Right.
So it affects the Muslim communities here in Boston as a big whole, as a big group.
Well, you know what I don't understand, you're a good man, and you know I appreciate you calling me, is why there's so much hate from this one gentleman who's president, and I just can't understand. We're supposed to be United States of America. We're supposed to support each other, and it's really crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's really crazy to have all the all this craziness going on. So
I got to have my same chair.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, what I was going to say is, what, you know, tell us what the Muslim community is feeling right now. You know, they're feeling a lot of, you know, tell us what you're feeling. I want to know. Personally.
I'm not a representative of the Muslim community. I was just called by Jason to say that you have an interview with me.
Right.
But as a whole,
tell it like it is.
I don't want to speak for them, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to speak for them, but as an observer, okay, I could say it really affects them. They're kind of afraid because, right, you know, it's almost like if you are Muslim, you have the hijab in your head, or you walk around, you look something like that. So it's almost like you are a target,
right,
to say, hey, man, this guy needs to be deported because they're Muslim. So that makes them afraid. But as you know, in America started, like to say that the land of the freedom for people who come here to worship whoever, you know, whatever religion they have, that I think as a whole, when the country started, that was one of the first points.
Right.
So people can come here and worship freely whatever religion they have. So I think if the executive order is in action against one religion, it violates the Constitution.
I agree with you. And I think, and I see, like today, with the action that went on today with the judge ban, you know, this, mm-hmm, just saying, we've got a government. It's not going to last. Is the opinion poll was taken? Trump's got a 60% not approval. So that never was a first time president ever had high numbers like that. And that's why, mm-hmm, you know, everyone's worried if he's going to hit his finger on the bomb. What is he going to do next? He already pissed off Israel. He already pissed off, you know, he's switching on issues. He pissed off the Muslim community, pissed off women, he pissed off people in the transgender and gay community. So it's a situation where it's not good. It's becoming worse and worse and worse. And we're hoping in the Muslim community that we could reach out and bring everyone together to have a radio station that will listen, and you can talk about what you feel on my show anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And what's your name again? I appreciate you coming on.
My name is Prosper.
Okay, Prosper. All right. Prosper, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Prosper.
As an observer, and, you know, please, we're going to have the imams on and, you know, the mosque, and we want to open it up so there is freedom and that you're respected and you're loved. Everyone is loved in America. We don't hate.
Just before I go, this is when America is great with all this diversity. That's how it's fine and strength. At the same time, when you have a bunch of people from all kind of lives, that's what makes America great, because you need all these unique individuals that makes America what it is. Everybody brings something. Don't listen to the media that some people don't bring anything to the United States.
Right.
Everybody, even some people even built the country for 400 years and didn't get paid for it. So everyone in here,
well, the White House,
something to the country.
You know what happened? The White House was built by slaves. It was built by slaves. But anyway, we would like you to come back. We like to get all the groups to come in. We're a radio station, a reason. We want to have whatever you're feeling, so the American public will know. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you
for sharing what you feel.
Take care and have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, same to you guys.
Bye-bye. All right, that was a gentleman from a mosque. You know, he's from CAR in Boston. They call all the way because I put out feelers because I want to see where this country is going, because we try to go out to other groups. Next week we'll be with the Life Consciousness Expo.
Yes.
And we'll meet different people. And then we got the duck lady here.
Carol Tyson.
You know what was weird today?
Thank you for
I was watching Guy Fieri, you know, his cooking show.
Yes, yes.
And he's talking about duck, eating duck. And you know, they had the show where this guy's from Chicago and he's cooking duck with French fries. I go,
that's a good one, Cameron. Oh,
I didn't like it.
Don't talk about.
Actually, I work for a chef. Okay, I work for the Camille Meyer from the Blue Jam Cafe, and he comes from Czech Republic. He's always joking about how many ducks he's eaten and how many ducks he's killed and served and whatever. But at the
Ducks Are Us.
No, at the Blue Jam Cafe, they don't serve.
We had Jasmine on last time we were here with you and Jasmine.
Yeah, you were telling us. Now you're going to talk about. We're going to have two things. Yes, we have a wonderful new show that is open. We'll get him on real quick. From Phil Sokoroff.
Phil Sokoroff, thank you.
Family only. Yeah. It's going to be playing at the Theater West. Then we're going to have you back on. Okay. And you're doing a show from February 10th to March 19th. So next weekend.
Yes, we open
I wish we could be there. We're going to be in L.A. We'll be at LAX. Yeah. But then, by the way, we may be doing a show from Roswell. There's Roswell, New Mexico, where there's talk with me and... you know, we're going to have all the people from Roswell.
Jose Escamilla?
Jose's in Tijuana.
Jose Escamilla come in?
Jose is in Tijuana.
Tijuana.
Today. Yeah.
Good.
He went to Tijuana.
Good.
Jose's doing a thing with UFOs, so he went on a show in Mexico. That's where he's at. But we're going to hopefully go to Roswell. I like Danny to go. I like Tony to go. I like us all to be together and all go because we'll see where UFOs come every day.
We're going to see some UFOs. So let's get that out there, people. I've been inviting a few people to contact in the desert, letting them know to contact us so we can get them a spot.
Yeah, so they come to the hotel.
And take pictures.
By the way, we still have hotel openings.
At American Inn.
As for Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, at Upars. Not Dupars. U-P-A-R-S-L-A. I always think of Dupars, the restaurant.
And we're working with Steve Murillo.
Steve Murillo.
Los Angeles UPARS director. Thank you, Steve. We have a little shout out to Steve Murillo. Yeah. I want to let you know right now, if you're listening or if you can listen back, Steve, we have Annie Jacobson coming in the studio, the author of Area 51, and she's also the inspiration of Fox's X-Files.
Yeah,
so we want to get our our directors from UPARS and Ken Pfeiffer from MUFON to call in with Annie. We have the wonderful pleasure of having
also,
Cameron
know,
here, too.
Next week, we're going to have we're trying to get a famous guy who writes about UFOs. Okay. He's going to be at the LA thing. We're going to try to get him in.
Good.
We got our own room so we can broadcast.
Because you're so
want to come
so
and visit Cheryl? Carol? Carol is
coming.
You
know what happened?
I'm going to be there.
Carol, you know what happened just last week?
At the Conscious Expo too, folks.
We'll go
so
back to family
meet Carol.
Only.
Okay.
Real quick I tried to get a room for... You know, we can broadcast. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get a room, stay over overnight, but I'll use that room so we can broadcast. So what has happened since that, since I've talked with the director, Donna Schulman, is she says to me, well, no guarantee they want to do it streaming. We're going to have it on. I'm going to talk to the streamer guy. We'll do a live show, awesome. 8 to 9 next week. I'm not worried. You know, I don't like when people... say one thing and go on another. So we're going to do it.
Okay, we are.
I got a small wireless.
Amber will be there. Amber Martinez is coming.
You know what? You guys don't run my internet. We just need the plugs, and we'll get the audio. You know, the audio.
Right.
It'll be run smoothly. You'll help me. Anyway, so that's going to be next week, and then we're going to be going to Contact in May.
May 19th to 22nd. Somewhere in that 19th to the 24th.
Yeah.
So Friday through Monday.
Well, I'm going to say this for Sunday because I got to work.
Got to go back to work.
I got to earn my money.
We
Let's
do
go
too.
Get this phone real quick because I'm on the air live from LA. Who's this? Welcome to Cameron Sports and Live. Welcome. Who's this?
Hey, this is Glee shouting out to you guys. You look like you're jumping for joy for the Brazilian Fair Carnival, and I'm supposed to give you the secret password, which is Samba.
Samba, okay. So you know what we're going to do?
Yes, we are jumping for
my
joy.
My co-host,
friend here.
What he'll do is he'll take your name down.
Yes.
We're going to give you a special. We'll give you my personal cell, and he'll take it down in about a minute. Leave your name and phone number. And it's 818-792-6270. And put your name and put Samba. Text me. Is that good?
Sounds good. People win.
Out to everybody.
Right. And if you want to go ahead,
Cameron. I wouldn't do that.
We're dancing.
Okay, I'm going to give you my phone number out there, too.
Or you can email me. Danny will give his number, and then we'll...
You can email me at DCENT 1031 at iCloud.com.
Make it easy.
Descent.
Text it. How can they text you?
Okay, text me. Text me, folks. Text me. Go ahead and I'll send you the information. It's 626-417-9880.
Wow.
I'll get it from the recording. But I have the host, the main host phone number.
Thank you, Susie.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you. Samba.
Thank you very much. So we have all the things going on. Samba.
Samba's the
dancer.
Word.
Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I dated a samba dancer, but that's another show.
Lucky you.
I did.
Wow.
I actually did. It was funny. You know what the funny part was?
Is that why
parents.
You're kind of walking? Like,
I walk funny all the time. Hey, I walk funny all the time. Okay?
I noticed that on people.
Next week I'll be walking really funny. They'll go, who's this guy? What does he do? Next week we'll be at LAX.
That's exciting.
And you know what's funny? The hotel was full, and I called one of these Expedia. Got in! Hotel room!
Oh, wow.
And none of them had room, you know, and I'm a Hilton Honors member. None of them would let me in, so I got through. Oh. I got through my Expedia.
Cameron.com.
I'm in. So that's it. We're going to go next week. We'll do our show live from LAX.
That's cool.
I've got all the equipment. Now, let's introduce the gentleman with Family Only.
Family Only, yeah.
And Daryl Vineyard.
Yes, that's me.
Daryl, you from New Yorker?
No. I'm from the Bay Area. From
Bay
San
Area, dude.
Yeah, that's where they...
You're the guy that went to San Francisco. You know, I'm a Giant fan. But they all had Sergio Romo today, the Dodgers.
I don't know that that's such a bad thing. I mean, really?
Yeah, Romo. Yeah, no more Romo. Anyway, you have a wonderful play at Theater West.
Yes,
at 3333
Cahuenga
Boulevard.
Yes,
West. I love that Cahuenga Boulevard West, Los Angeles.
If that's how they remember it, that's good.
90068. But you know what? I was in broadcasting first time. They said pronounce two things. Sepulveda. Sepulveda.
Sepulveda.
And then they said, you got to pronounce Cahuenga.
Okay, say Tahunga then.
Tahunga.
Okay.
Sounds like a new Tarzan series. Anyway. Now, Daryl Vineyard, you have a great resume. You went to Northridge. You're a Matador.
Yes, Cal State
You went to San Jose State.
Yeah.
You're half a Matador, half a...
Spartan.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's it. So tell us about this wonderful play.
It is, I'll try and be as brief as possible, Cameron. It's a play about a young couple that have just bought a new house in Sherman Oaks here, just down the street. Yeah.
Uh-oh, my neighbors.
Might be. They throw a housewarming party to celebrate the house, and instead of inviting coworkers or friends, they invite family only.
Okay.
And then when family gets there, instead of celebrating the house, they bring their own problems to the young couple.
Sounds like a holiday center.
That's almost what it is.
Kind of sounds like my family.
They're all meshuggah. You like that one?
Yes.
Meshuggah.
Yes.
There you go. So you got a
meshuggah
family. They're talking about their problems. That could be for Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil could solve anything.
That's funny because one of the cast members, they talk about this family and how crazy they are and how they're not nice. And I said, well, yeah, but I'm not going to write a play about a nice family or a normal family. But
nice family,
who's going to watch that?
Yeah, who's going to watch that? You're a nice family from Germany.
And everybody, come watch that one.
Watch that one. Tell us about the stars.
Love that dynamic.
What do you see?
We have the biggest, I don't know, they're actors, I think. They've been acting their whole lives. Sheila Shaw is, she does The Walking Dead. It's a...
by the way, it's on the History Channel.
Is that,
I think they are.
Walking
Sheila,
Dead?
Yeah.
I think
she's a zombie
movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a zombie. She's great. She, I think she got a an Emmy. Nomination.
Okay. So it's called Walking Dead.
I think that's what it is. Anyway, she's
not Walking
kill
Alive,
me
but Walking Dead. this is what I figure. She's Walking Dead. She's in this play, and the family's arguing, and she goes, "Oy, Bill, oy, oy." Anyway,
she's definitely not dead. She's great.
That's an audience member for you.
That's a trip to go to Cantor's right there. Anyway, so you got some other people. So tell us what got you to writing this wonderful play?
It's a combination of two different stories. My friend, his father died, and he was a salesman, and coincidentally, his father was a salesman.
Okay.
And the son, my friend, his career started really taking off. He was a success, and he had a great deal of wealth and a nice home.
Disappeared.
Just like in Sherman Oaks, and a nice car. And his father, he was struggling, and his father died all of a sudden, and he said, despite our tumultuous relationship, I never got to hear my father say he was proud, that he was proud of me for the success that I've enjoyed. And I thought, wow, I got a story right there. And I tried writing it for about a year, and nothing. And while all this was going on,
it was too good. That's yeah, why.
But well, my family was having their own problems. My family was having their own problems. I had family members that were going through a divorce and becoming single, and single parents. And one family member was facing financial ruin. I even had somebody in my family. Can I whisper this? Maybe it will or won't come out. They were getting arrested and going to jail. So
wow.
I thought I had, you know, I got built
the
in.
The Goldbergs!
Yeah, I got built in drama right there. And I tried writing that story, and for some reason that didn't come out. So I decided to introduce my family with my friend's family. And I locked them up in a room, and I threw out the key, and this is the play that came out.
That must have been a bloody room.
Yes. Yeah, it was, Cameron.
Bloody room. I can see gefilte fish thrown all over the place.
That's
lots of matzo balls.
Lots of drugs.
That's alcohol. That's right. A lot of drinking.
Being thrown, saying, "You ate my brisket." You know, that's what happened. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, my new show, which will be on...
That's
Amazon.
Amazon.
Right. Amazon.
Okay.
Prime.
Right on.
Yes. We're gonna talk. We're gonna do me as a character, but I'm confused. So my character will be confused. So I meet things. I go, oh god, and you go back to a time thing. So
cool.
So Jeff Bezos likes me. So we're gonna do the show. But I think it's similar to yours. But I'm gonna talk about going to the deli, and the waitress is looking at your feet. Going, like, why is she looking at my feet? Like, you know, like almost like Larry David.
You got a Larry David thing going.
Yeah, well, that, yeah. And then you go to the temple, and they're talking about money for the, you know, the holiday. You know, we need money for the shul. And you go, oh, I thought you had money. You know,
you're going to get yourself into trouble.
I know. And then women that you meet say, so I'm divorced already. You want to go on a date? Yeah, some weird stuff that goes on, and then we're gonna talk. We're gonna get into that.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. That is a fun
and then
one.
Me
it's gonna be a good
dating
show.
Someone that's not, you know, a Jewish faith, and then what happens? And then we're working on. You know, of course, I told you about Julie Andrews. We're working on.
I love her.
Bigger. We're trying to get Carol Burnett.
Oh my god,
I love her too.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Carol Burnett.
And I love anybody named Carol.
Hey, don't you love me? I want love.
Stan Mazin
love.
Was in here. Stan Mazin, our guest in here.
Yeah.
I think he's worked with Carol Burnett for 10 years on her show. So having maybe we can get Stan
to
join
us when
we do.
And also, you know who is? Probably the guy that you care for.
Oh, yes. Ernesto. Yes.
Ernesto
David Stafford. Thank you for the tickets. We took them and saw the Manor.
How was it?
Absolutely the best show I've ever seen.
Stafford. Is he from Disney?
David Stafford at Theater 40. Yeah. It's a place where I'd like to go volunteer myself a little more. You know, even
tell them where it is. People out there.
It's the Beverly Hills Doheny Mansion.
Okay.
It's also located at Beverly Hills High School. Theater 40 is located. So 99 seat theater. It's been around for 51 years. They're celebrating their 51st anniversary right now.
Right.
We're also going to Pico Playhouse to see Fugu soon. So,
oh yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We're looking forward to Pico Playhouse.
By the way,
well.
Good food places. Everyone asks me when they see a play. Is there any good food places real by?
Well,
you got a lot of good ones.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, GC Marketplace.
Kawenga.
Kawenga.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of good places to eat up here.
Restaurant
How about the neighborhood? Yeah. The neighborhood?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's
Magnolia Grill's a good place. Have you been to Magnolia Grill?
Yeah.
And they have a Japanese place that has fusion. I drove the other day. You know what happens? I'm driving on the highway. I'm seeing Japanese fusion. Maybe you should call it. You know what would be a good name? Japanese confusion instead of fusion.
Oh, Japanese confusion instead of fusion.
And you go there.
That's what I feel about jazz fusion music. Like, this is so
confusing.
We just got off.
I don't want to like that.
That sounds
so your play is going to be February 10th to March 18th, 2017.
Yes, coming up.
Friday, Saturday, 8 p.m. Sunday, matinee, 3 p.m.
Right, Friday and Saturday.
And then, what about people who want to buy tickets? Do they ask for our name, Cameron One?
You bet. You can special do that. Code? Otherwise, go to theaterwest.org. Okay. That website's all set up. It's got tickets. Hit that link, and you'll get all set up.
So don't get a subpoena. Anyway, I don't want a subpoena. Don't
how report. Long does it run?
No guarantees.
How long?
Six weeks.
Good. By the way, plenty he's going to be on, and we'll your hear show. The reviews, because LA Times... LA Daily News will do their little.
Great, bring them out.
Bring them on. Yeah, give the credits.
Absolutely.
Now we got a witch and duck lady before us.
Yes.
So now the duck lady, I saw that horrible show on
which one?
Guy Fury. He ate the duck. He says, and you see him slobbering all over it. I said, he ate that duck. That could have been Donald Duck.
That could have been somebody special. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a horrible show. I'm telling you. And he's eating the duck. He takes it with his hands and puts it in his mouth.
Well, and I hear it's very greasy. I've never even tasted it. But I hear it's a very greasy bird.
Yeah, very greasy.
So duck with French fries sounds like a lot of grease.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a kosher meal, I hear. I hear it's not kosher.
I've never
ducks.
Heard that. I don't think I've had duck before.
I have never
Well,
had
we'll have to go take you to a Chinese restaurant.
Right.
They have the Peking duck.
Well, they have Peking duck,
but the actual duck
that they make into Peking duck is a Pekin duck, P-E-K-I-N. The white duck, that's a Pekin.
Those are the ones hanging in the windows?
Yep.
I get Tony.
Yep.
You got anyone?
Yeah, Tony. He's going to come and talk about his show, too.
Okay. Anyway, tell us about being a witch. Thank you very much.
Who said that?
He's got to go.
Wait,
our witch
where are you going?
Where's our witch? Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Go Giants. Okay. Anyway, tell us about being a witch. I was surprised.
Actually,
some people are Roman Catholic. She's a witch.
Oh. Actually, I'm an animist.
Thank you, Carol.
First and foremost.
You gotta explain to my audience.
Yes.
What's an animist?
Is someone who has knowledge or feeling of every natural thing has its own energy and essence. And so I believe in that.
Okay.
And
so
I work with that, rocks and trees.
Kind of a Wicca?
Yes, very much Wicca. I came onto that in my late 30s, actually. I come from a Christian background. And there's so many similarities in every religion that I've studied.
Did you ever... Like the voodoo, did you ever say, I want this guy, I'm going to hit him, I'm going to stab him?
No, I don't do anything black. Nothing black.
You do white.
I only do white magic. I do healing and
have you ever had any weird stuff happen?
Oh, yeah. I'm alive. I'm in a body.
No, but I mean,
the
energy.
Yes.
But
I'm human. It's all weird.
No, but have you ever seen something that you never thought you would see?
Yes.
Incantation.
Oh, no. Well, okay. When you first start having my first experience in the paranormal, when you first have something punch through your world and you can't see it, is really what kind of led me down that path. I was singing at my grandmother's funeral, and I got to the last word of the song, and somebody touched me on the shoulder. And so I didn't sing the last word. And then talking with everybody else, apparently nobody else was in the room.
Wow.
When I turned around, I thought it was somebody that, like, 20 yards away that, man, they're really fast.
Could be your family that...
My grandmother. I mean, I mean,
your family could have been in the back row.
No, I was behind a partition, you know.
No, but so, you know, I've seen...
Wait, you're discrediting?
I don't know. I'm saying that sometimes in the spiritual world, they come. You know,
oh, they do. They're right next to us.
Or whatever. They come. It could be them. You don't know.
I really do. I've really studied it and done a lot of divination on that.
Do people go for love relationships and all that?
Well, see, to me, now we were talking about ethics. I don't do anything.
You don't do love relationships.
Love relationships because it involves somebody, a party that doesn't really want to be in that relationship. So why would I send energy to make that happen? Because then the person that doesn't know what's coming, they don't want to be in it, how can that be of love and light? How could it possibly be?
It's more of a control.
It's a form of control. I will never do anything like that. Yeah. Ever,
and the person
ever
never gets the person anyway.
Huh? No. What was that?
Oh, well, I want to
go. I mean, when they do magic, the person, when they think evil thoughts, they don't get the person anyway.
Yeah.
Because I had a friend that would pay thousands of dollars, a lady that had no teeth, in Tennessee, you got to see the woman. And no teeth. And he said, you know, if I give you this money, will you get my girlfriend back? Well, you know how weird things go in life. girlfriend comes over, slaps him.
Yeah. See, you don't never know what you're going to get when you ask for dark things. Right.
I hope you're not thinking about me. Baby. No, let me tell you what happened. And so she slaps him, and he was like, really, wow. It was like, you know, you never thought
of that. Oh, you mean slapped him?
Yeah.
In a nice way.
Yeah, because you never hear about that. So now you bring in good thoughts. Is that what you say?
I only work in the light. I work with light deity. Being an animist, I work with rocks.
And I thought you said you're an anonymous. No, I'm just kidding. Well, yeah, I'm kidding with you.
I have been anonymous.
Well, yeah, I think so for sure. That was a witness protection program. But
anyway. We've seen the rocks. Now, the rocks is something you work with because you're an animist and you feel the essence of all things, water, rocks, much like a little bit of the...
like this one I have in my pocket.
A little bit of karma,
which you can't touch. Pocket, yeah.
Cornelia.
Look at that.
Ooh, it looks like Cornelian.
It's a stone. It's gorgeous.
It's got a lot of earth colors in it.
And it has so much energy in it that
you could
when
heal?
I've lost it,
could you heal?
I'm just saying, where are you? And it'll tell me where it is.
What about healing? Could you heal someone?
Mm-hmm. I heal through photographs.
I have a former teacher who you're going to meet, Gail Fatre, who got me my master's in Reiki. And I remember she's selling all this stuff online, and I had to get a rock, you know, a hit for my Aurikaria because I don't have a crystal rock. So I got it.
Well,
I bought it
get
today.
You a rock.
I know you can get me the rock.
And no one's supposed to touch that rock. You
yeah,
said.
But well, no. But what you do is you heal like the pendant.
That's all you.
It's all me. Yeah. And I don't want if somebody's having some issues and they're holding on to my rock, they're projecting that into my rock, and then I use that for healing on somebody. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Some man may be listening. Well, tell us not into your rock.
Tell us more about healing through photographs.
Okay.
Because you do healing. Carol's a healer, and she works through photographs.
So I get a picture of Tony and Danny. What could you do?
Well, first of all, I have to have permission from the people that I'm doing the energy work.
Are you guys giving permission?
Yes.
And if they come to me and say, yes, I want, you know, I have this issue, it's easy for me to work with a photograph because I can tap into your energy then when that was taken.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I call in my white deity. Now I still have Christian ties to ancient Christianity.
That's okay. One of my best witch friends.
So whatever your deity is in Wicca is what you bring to the table.
Right. And, no, that's true. And then we only got 30 seconds, sweetie.
Okay.
So what I want to do is thank you very much. By the way,
you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Also, we want to share your website.
Well, no,
Yeah, Harry.
To have you back.
Harry.
Do the NTAC.
Can we?
NTAC in radio is bye-bye. So we got to do the NTAC. But what I want to say, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cameron.
Okay. Anyway, next week we're going to be at the LAX Hilton.
Yes.
And people are welcome to see us. We don't know. We know we got to release a room. And we know we're going to try to get a streamer, the guy from wherever he's going to stream our show. So all our great listeners, we're
going to
stream it, and we're going to have fun, and we'll meet all these great people like Richard Dolan. That's who I want to get on the show. And we're going to have all these people that are psychics. It's a great show, but we'll probably see them at Contact.
Good.
And both these gentlemen, I got them a pass at Contact.
You're excited to go.
And then, by the way, there's one in Sedona.
Folks, if you're listening out there, we're going to share this. We're going to share this podcast tonight. So let's get it out there, folks. Inviting everybody to come to Contact in the Desert. Be a group with us. Join our group.
Be part of a good
thing. Be part.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The Duck Lady.
Group with us. Join our group.
Be part of a good
thing. Be part.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The Duck Lady.
The Duck Lady. Carol Chrysan. Thank you.
Actually, it's croissant.
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 Croissant. Is that your name?
It's croissant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, where is one? Where's my croissant?
I'm right
here. Right
there. Anyway, we got to go. Thank you very much. And everyone, have a wonderful weekend. Go. I got to pick a team. Atlanta Falcons.
Good night from L.A. Good night from Los Angeles.
From L.A., everybody.